It's the 4th of July, and it's time for another Good Stuff program here on your local radio station. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, reminding you to fly your flag and get out there and celebrate the birth of our country. And a couple of different things we'll have 4th of July related today on the Good Stuff program. But first, we want to remind you about the Tri-State Livestock News. It's a reliable source for agricultural news, market results, rodeo standings, as well as cattle health, ag politics, and more for the Tri-State region and, in fact, nationwide. Since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has established a strong reputation as a leading publication within the livestock industry. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota. The 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood runs July 23rd through the 29th. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year, steer roping, July 23rd. Rodeo performances, July 26th through 29th. Parades, Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and times. Go to daysof76.com.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota decided to name their South Room. So check out Yesterday's South 40. Same room with great craft items, antiques, and collectibles. Yesterday's Antiques, of course, in downtown Spearfish are open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. Kim, I was going to share something called Why I Love Her, America. I hesitate to do this because it was written by John Mitchum, but narrated by John Wayne, who made it famous. So
very classic.
We're going to give it a shot today here on The Good Stuff.
Okay.
Why I Love Her. You ask me why I love her. Well, give me time and I'll explain. Have you seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched a cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard a bobwhite calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel at the Appalachia Mines? Does the call of Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Do you look with awe and wonder at the Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock? And do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting high in the Rockies, way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as she rushes to the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg at our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Tetons? Have you watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast as the might of her domain. And you ask me why I love her? I have a million reasons why. My beautiful America beneath God's wide, wide sky. Again, John Mitchum wrote that. And of course, the famous version narrated by John Wayne. And you heard it today here on our Good Stuff program.
Indeed. And Mike, I've got something to share as well. John Adams' famous letter of July 3rd, 1776, that he wrote to his wife, Abigail, sharing his thoughts about celebrating July 4th, is often misquoted. I had not realized that. But here is the exact text from his letter. The second day of July 1776 will be the most memorable in the history of America. I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shrews, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other, from this time forward forevermore. You will think me transported with enthusiasm, but I am not. I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all of the means, and that posterity will triumph in the day's transaction, even although we shall rue it, which I trust in God, we shall not.
And folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.